Thanks to the good folks over at Parrish Construction and Roofing, 364-1007. We are on location this morning. We've got the show on the road, broadcasting live from the Louisiana Department of Insurance's annual conference. And right now, we've got about 8 minutes with Deputy Commissioner for Insurance Fraud, Nathan Strebeck. Nathan, welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
Glad to have you on here. Glad that we're taking such a deep dive today, because this is something that hits our wallets and our bank accounts every single month. Whether you're talking about your homeowners, whether you're talking about your car insurance, we have a lot of problems in Louisiana when it comes to insurance, and your office is attempting to handle one of the bigger ones, and that's fraud. So let's take a little – give me a quick synopsis of what your office does, and then we'll kind of talk about how you've molded it.
Yeah, so we have historically taken a look at primarily insurance fraud in the context of licensees, and we are in the process of reorganizing that so that we take a look at all insurance fraud and taking an aggressive approach to that. You know, you were speaking about earlier just about how much we have to pay for insurance in Louisiana today, and the cost of insurance is unaffordable in Louisiana today. You know, the Coalition Against Insurance Fraud quantified insurance fraud to be a cost of $308.6 billion annually. So when you think about, Brian, what that means for you and I on an annual basis, that costs you an average of about $1,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Costs me about $1,000 a year. For anybody over the age of 18 in your household, it costs them $1,000 a year. So when you look at a average spend in my household, the Strebeck household, for example, we're spending about 10% to subsidize insurance fraud in Louisiana.
That's
today.
Insane. Yeah. Okay. And you got to look at this as no one answer is going to fix insurance across the board. But if I look up at a big board and I say I can knock 10% off right here and go to work on another 10% somewhere else, I want to knock that 10% off right off the bat. It's kind of the Dave Ramsey debt snowball. Same thing, but for insurance here, if we can make that analogy. So when it comes to fraud, that wears many hats. Whether you're talking about post-storm homeowners insurance or faking 18-wheeler wrecks even on the medical front, how has your office kind of morphed and molded into what it is today, and what really grabs your attention?
Yeah, so, you know, one thing to consider is that historically, even though that we know what insurance fraud cost nationally, the state of Louisiana, we haven't really quantified that in the past. So it's very difficult for us to know what the problem looks like.
Right.
Commissioner Temple, with his partners in the House and the Senate, brought a bill this year and eventually became Act 614 so that we will be able to quantify that in prospective years, so that we can know whether we're actually making progress on the problem or not. Relative to how we've morphed in the last, you know, I would really say that there's been a significant change since Commissioner Temple's taken office.
Okay.
You know, like I said, in the past, we primarily focused our efforts on doing licensee investigations. You know, those that were licensed adjusters or producers or agents or whatever the case might be. We are really, he added 30% additional staff on the first day that he was in office.
Okay.
Wow. So, really put his money where his mouth is in terms of going after insurance fraud, too. We are reorganizing the Office of Insurance Fraud to not just focus on licensee investigations, but all insurance fraud investigations. Three, we are partnering with Louisiana State Police as it relates to our investigations to create fusion to make sure that we're not tripping over each other in regards to what they're investigating versus what we're investigating. Of course, we're administrative investigators. They are criminal investigators.
Sure.
And then finally, you know, one of the things that we've done investigatively is we're working with the National Insurance Crime Bureau to create a fusion center of sorts for the country so that around the country we can know whether my partners in other states are investigating some of the same players that we're investigating.
All right, let's talk about that for just a second, because there's a lot of crossover here. Number one, yeah, it opens up your eyes when you think our problems are not just our problems, but our problems are probably worse than they are elsewhere. How do we stack up with other states when it comes to the level that your office has to deal with fraud?
Unfortunately, I wish I could answer that question for you. I don't know the answer because we don't quantify it in Louisiana. And so, you know, that was one of the big things that Commissioner Temple wanted to do whenever he came into office, was to say, hey, we have to know what the problem is before we can know whether we're impacting, whether the initiatives that we're applying are impacting the problem. So fortunately, with the support of the Louisiana legislature, we were able to get some legislation passed this last year year, and insurance companies have been more than willing to participate relative to being able to help us quantify that prospectively.
Well, I mean, it benefits them just as much as it benefits the policyholders, probably even more so, because, I mean, while they have to absorb the loss, and I know cost of doing business, they're going to pawn most of that off on the policyholders, but they do absorb some of it, so it helps their bottom line a lot.
It does, and I would say that most of that is getting passed through to us. I would say that we subsidize almost, if not all of it. I think we probably subsidize the vast majority. I would say probably, Brian, we're subsidizing as consumers in Louisiana. We're subsidizing all of that.
The conference today, lay out a little bit about what, from your office's standpoint, is going to get covered and hopefully either brought to light or beginning to get tackled.
Yeah, so a couple of things. Today, we've got a gentleman, an expert in generative artificial intelligence by the name of Joe Stevenson, coming in to speak this afternoon at 1:30. He's going to do a session on synthetic realities, really unveiling generative artificial intelligence and the art of deep fakes. Most of us don't realize that with just a very short clip of our voice, that our voice and our intonation and our articulation and our image can be faked and used in the perpetration of nefarious acts. That's not any different than doing that in insurance fraud.
So that's crazy. I didn't even think that was – that's a thing that's going on.
That's a thing that's going on. And as a matter of fact, and it's not just like if you look in the past, back up 10 years ago, we were using things like the nefarious players were using things like Photoshop, to take images and submit them to insurance companies and things like that. Today, they can literally put a prompt into a computer and it will create an image that never was. It can be a faked car, damage to a car, can be fake damage to a house, can be a faked MRI image. It could be any of those things.
Wow. I mean, and this doesn't get caught by the adjuster along the way?
Difficult for them to catch it, right?
I mean, yeah.
You equally have to deploy insurance companies, industry, regulators, law enforcement, equally has to deploy these types of things to be able to catch this before it becomes a problem. So we're going to talk about that today.
It's amazing. No matter what world you're in, the criminal always feels like they're one step ahead.
That's 100%.
We got about 2 minutes left, 2.5 minutes left with Nathan Strebeck. He's the Louisiana Department of Insurance's Deputy Commissioner for Insurance Fraud. So aside from the deep fakes and the AI on that level, how do you take that and spin it into something that's applicable in the real world? How do you take a breakout session like today and make it effective?
So let's talk a little bit about what we're doing at the Department of Insurance relative to trying to counteract this, right? Mm-hmm. So we are looking to invest a significant amount of resources into technology to, A, create a radar in Louisiana so that we know when insurance companies are being targeted, right, and that we can make them aware that when they are being targeted by nefarious players, one. Two, we are investing into technology that helps us be able to see big-scale, large, collusive fraud so that we're not just getting picked apart kind of on a one-by-one basis, but we're getting our arms wrapped around the collusive nature of it. And three, there's an initiative for us to deploy our own artificial intelligence and generative AI so that we know what files that we should focus our investigative efforts on.
Very cool stuff. As big as the problem sounds, you're sounding quite positive.
I am. I'm very positive relative to the outlook on the future, and the strategies that we have developed to be able to tackle this. And I would say that Louisiana really is a pioneer in many of the things that we're talking about today. These are things where we're going into the room, being thought leaders, trying to be big think tank, big idea type leaders, and bring these to the forefront.
How much of your work is going to need help from the legislature versus how much? A lot of this sounds like it's already against the law.
Yeah, that's right. I think that the legislature gave us a lot of support this year. We had a number of anti-fraud initiatives make it through the legislature, and so we're really supportive as it relates to that. And, I would say, in the future, this stuff is not cheap. Technology is not cheap.
Right.
The cost of artificial intelligence is not cheap. Nefarious actors will use it against us. We've got to fund it to make sure that we can counteract the attacks that they put on our citizens.
He is Nathan Strebeck, the Department of Insurance's Deputy Commissioner for Insurance Fraud. Man, I appreciate a couple of minutes. Enlightening stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian.